This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
رسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. براء رضي الله عنه, he narrates that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they were with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم at a janazah. And he says, so the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he sat at the edge of the grave. فبكى حتى بل الثرى. He began crying so much to the point that the ground where he was sitting on became wet from his tears. And he says, يَا إِخْوَانِي لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَأَعِدُّ. And he said, oh my brothers, for this moment, then let everyone prepare. For this moment, let everyone prepare. And that's why Uthman, when he would pass by the grave, he would cry so much. And so the Sahaba said, why would you cry so much at the graveyard? And he said, this is the first step of the hereafter. This is the first step of the hereafter. And so the Messenger of Allah is saying, it says, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَأَعِدُّ. So brothers and sisters, prepare for this day. Right? And subhanAllah, when you are meeting someone that you love, who you haven't seen in a long time, perhaps your parents or your children who have gone away for studies or something like this, your spouse who's overseas and you're eagerly waiting for the arrival, when you meet someone you love, there's a different preparation that goes into it. There's a different level of excitement that goes into it. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam, it is mentioned in the Athar that when the angel of death came to him, and we know the angel of death takes permission from the Anbiya before he takes their souls, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was confused for a moment, and he told the angel of death, أَرَأَيْتَ خَلِيلًا يُمِيتُ خَلِيلًا. He tells the angel of death, I am the Khalil of Allah. I am the best friend of Allah. So I don't understand this scenario where the best friend will cause the death of his best friend. أَرَأَيْتَ خَلِيلًا يُمِيتُ خَلِيلًا. And so the angel of death responds to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he tells him, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمْ أَرَأَيْتَ حَبِيبًا يَكْرَهُ لِقَاءَ حَبِيبِهِ. Oh Ibrahim, do you consider a scenario in which the one who is beloved to another dislikes meeting his beloved? When Ibrahim alayhi salam was put in that perspective, he said, then take my soul now, O angel of death. Right? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes this mindset of the believer when he says, مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ لَآتٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Whoever longs to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then let that person know that that meeting is coming soon. And Allah is indeed all hearing and all knowing. So the point is, when we long for meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is Allah who we love the most, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Those who believe, they have more intense in their love for Allah than anything else. If we truly love Allah, then we will look forward to that day of meeting Him subhanahu. And Allah describes what would be the scenario of a believer when he is about to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. This famous ayat that we've heard before. Those who say, our Lord is Allah, and then they stay firm upon that statement, meaning they live by that statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Their life is a life that they follow the commands of Allah, they stay away from His prohibitions, and they do the best they can, and whenever they slip and they mess up, they go back to Allah and ask Allah for repentance. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. That they have no fear upon them, nor shall they grieve. No fear upon them, nor shall they grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. And have glad tidings of paradise, الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. That Allah has indeed promised for you. So what does Allah say? For these people who long to meet Allah, they say our Lord is Allah, and then what? They stay firm. They stay firm on what Allah commands and following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So when death comes to them, what is their state? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels will descend upon, like a group after a group after a group will come to them. So a believer, when he is about to die, angels upon angels come to them. And the Messenger of Allah says in a hadith to describe the situation, he says, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا كَانَ فِي انْقِطَاعٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِقْبَالًا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزَلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَائِكَةً. He says, when the believer is about to die, between dunya and akhirah, angels descend upon him, بِيضُ الْوُجُوهِ كَأَنَّ وُجُوهَهُمُ الشَّمْسِ. Their faces are so bright as if it's the brightness of the sun. And he says, مَعُهُمْ كَفَنٌ مِّنْ أَكْفَانِ الْجَنَّةِ. With them is a shroud from the shrouds of paradise. وَحَنُوطٌ مِّنْ حَنُوطِ الْجَنَّةِ. And perfume from the fragrances of paradise. حَتَّى يَجْلِسُ مِنْهُ مَدَّ الْبَصَرِ. Until the person who is about to die, he sees the angels sitting in rows for as far as the eye can see. And that's why when Umar ibn al-Aziz, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was on his deathbed, and his wife Fatima was next to him, and her brother Maslama, he tells them to leave. And so they leave and they stay right outside the room. And they heard him say, مَرْحَبًا بِهَذِهِ الْوُجُوهِ أَلَّتِي لَيْسَتْ بِوُجُوهِ إِنْسٍ وَلَا جَانٍ. He says, welcome to these faces that are neither the faces of humans nor of jinn. And then he recited a verse from the Quran, and then he passed away. When they went in, they found him dead. They found that he had passed. Because angels upon angels come with beautiful faces and shining faces. And the hadith continues, ثُمَّ يَجِئُ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. And then the angel of death comes until he sits at the head of the person who is dying. And he says, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الطَّيِّبَةُ أُخْرُجِي إِلَى مَغْفِرَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانِ. Oh, beautiful soul, come out to the pleasure of Allah and his forgiveness and pleasure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. These angels that come to the believing soul, they tell them three things. They say, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, do not fear. What are you going to fear? What's to come? Death and the grave and the resurrection and the day of judgment. Don't fear, have no fear of any of that. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and don't be sad about what? About what passed. Your children you're leaving behind. Your parents you're leaving behind. Those you have responsibility over. Allah gives the believer the glad tidings. At that moment, He knows. We may not know, but He knows. Don't worry about them. And then the angels give them the good news. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. And glad tidings for paradise that you have been promised. SubhanAllah, when Aisha heard the Messenger of Allah say that whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him, and whoever hates to meet Allah, Allah hates to meet him, she says, but we hate death, O Messenger of Allah. Who doesn't dislike death? And the Messenger of Allah tells her, no, that's not what it means, O Aisha. He says that when death comes, the believer is given the glad tidings of the pleasure of Allah and His generosity. فَلَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا أَمَامَهُ. So there is nothing more beloved to him than what is coming that Allah has prepared for him. فَأَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَأَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَ. So he loves to meet Allah at that moment, and Allah also loves to meet him. And then Allah says, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your protectors in this dunya and the akhirah. So Allah is telling the believers, we will not leave them. We will give them that company until they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith goes on and he describes the water that comes out, the soul that comes out from the body of the believing soul, like a water drop that comes out from a jug, without any resistance, with ease as it comes out. And the hadith says, it has the most beautiful fragrance that is present on the whole earth. And even the angels begin asking, مَاذِهِ الرُّوحُ الطَّيِّبُ. Who is this beautiful soul? And they begin calling the soul by its most beautiful names as it goes to the first heaven and the second heaven and the third heaven until it goes to the seventh heaven, and then it's sent back to earth and it is put in the body. And then the angels that come to question the believer come and they question him. Two angels come and they sit him up. And they say, مَنْ رَبُّكْ وَمَا دِينُكْ وَمَنْ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ. Who is your Lord? What is your religion? And who is this man that was sent to you? And the believer is given tawfiq from Allah. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. The believer is giving thabat from Allah to be able to answer these questions properly. And you might be thinking, well, anyone can answer it. We just look up a book. But no, it's different. In a weak hadith that describes the description of the two angels who question the believer in the grave, or the person in the grave, they say their hair is dragging behind them, their eyes are like lightning, and their voice is like thunder. So when they say, Man Rabbuk, it's like thunder is going off in your small grave. And you were shaken with such a shaking of fear that you wouldn't be able to answer, except for the one who Allah gives steadfastness in that moment. We ask Allah to make us amongst them. And so they will say, my Lord is Allah. Then what is your religion? My religion is Islam. Who is this person that was sent to you? He is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then a crier will call out from the sama, and qad sadaq, this slave of mine has spoken the truth. فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, so put out carpets in his grave from the carpets of paradise. وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, and give him clothes from the clothes of paradise. وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, and open in his grave a gate so he could see his place in paradise. Allahu Akbar. And the hadith says, and then the fragrance and the joy of Jannah will enter into the grave of this man or this woman. And then a man comes with a beautiful face, with beautiful clothes and a beautiful smell. And he tells the person, أَبْشِرْ بِالَّذِي يَسُرُّكَ هَذَا يَوْمُكَ الَّذِي كُنْتَ تُوعَدْ, glad tidings, congratulations of what will make you happy. This is the day that you were promised. And so the man will say, who are you? For your face is only a face that will bring good. And he says, I am your good deeds. I am your good deeds. And subhanAllah, the believer will be accompanied by his good deeds as he sees his home in paradise. And he will begin saying, Rabbi aqim as-sa'ah, Rabbi aqim as-sa'ah, O Allah, begin the day of judgment. O Allah, begin the day of judgment. Hatta arji'a ila ahli wa mali, so that I may go back to my family and my possessions. This is the state of the believer. This is the one who lived by la ilaha illallah and died by la ilaha illallah. He will be accompanied by his good deeds, his fasting that he would do when the days were long, and his prayer when it was difficult, and then he may be mocked at work or at school. The hijab that she would wear when she was being criticized, and the jilbab that she would wear and hide her beauty. All of those things, all the struggles will come and will meet you, and at that moment you will realize it was all worth it. As you see your place in paradise and you're begging Allah to start the day of resurrection. وأقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I chose this topic of a good ending because of something that just happened to me. I just, alhamdulillah, came back from Umrah. And on my last day at the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was performing tawaf after Salat al-Fajr. And as I was nearing the black stone to begin my next circuit, I saw a man with anxiety on his face, and he was calling a police officer, and the crowds were very thick right after Salat al-Fajr. And so the man was maybe 5-6 people ahead of the officer, but it's body to body. And you could see from his face that something is wrong. Now, I've gone as a physician to Umrah and Hajj. And the most common things that you see of people are heat-related illnesses, dehydration, and passing out from the heat. Which in this case shouldn't have applied because it was after Fajr. The sun wasn't up, it was cool, it was about 70 degrees, it was beautiful. A few days earlier it had just rained, and people were doing tawaf in the rain, feeling the mercy of Allah descend upon them as they're at the house of Allah. And the other thing is sometimes people get overwhelmed with emotion and have hyperventilation type syndromes from anxiety and emotion and whatnot, and they just kind of lose their senses, and they're just breathing real fast and just... But it's nothing serious. And as an ER physician, you have to develop the sixth sense of knowing when something is serious and when something is not serious. When something is worrisome, when you see someone, even if it looks like they're in severe distress, you have to know when is someone in distress and when is someone not in distress. And so it wasn't my plan, nor was it in my capability to try and follow this person because of the crowd. So I continued my tawaf, I passed the black stone, and now I'm in line in the front of the Kaaba, near Maqam Ibrahim. And subhanAllah, it happened to be that Allah destined I walk right by where the man was calling the officer to. And I look down and I see a person, and right away I know this is something serious. And so I tell the officer I'm a physician. And he allows me, and there were two officers there. And the man was collapsed and he wasn't breathing. And so I quickly check for a pulse. I don't feel a pulse. The man had passed away. In ihram. In front of the Kaaba. Literally in facing the door of the Kaaba next to Maqam Ibrahim. And there was another brother that was there, presumably a physician, because he was checking the pupils. And so I asked him, do you know how long the man has been down for? And he said, no, I don't know, but it's been at least a few minutes. And he said, I'm debating starting CPR. And I told him, no. You don't come to the house of Allah to have CPR done. You come seeking the pleasure of Allah. You come seeking a death like this. You ask Allah, oh Allah, let me die in a good state. You ask Allah, let me die in your worship. Oh Allah, oh let me die with saying La ilaha illallah. What were this man's last words? In ihram, in front of the Kaaba. What was his last words? And the Messenger of Allah said about a man who died in Hajj when he fell off his camel and his neck broke, he said, wash him with water and sidr and don't cover his face or his head because he'll be raised in the day of his resurrection in ihram, saying the talbiyah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Here I am, O Allah, to serve you, here I am, answering your call. Imagine being resurrected saying, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. So you don't come to the house of Allah to have CPR done. And as I got up, I told the man, Rahimakallah, may Allah have mercy on you. And the thing that came to my mind was the statement of Haram ibn Milhan, radiallahu anhu, one of the 70 companions who was martyred in Bi'r Ma'una, in the fourth year after Hijrah, when they were betrayed, and a man came from behind him, and he stabbed him with a spear. And the spear penetrated through his chest, and he looked down, taken by surprise. From the best of this ummah, Anas ibn Malik says these 70 would pray at night and they would fill the water of the jugs in the masjid in the day and they would sell firewood and then use the money to feed Ahlul Suffa. This is these 70 people. Haram ibn Milhan, one of their leaders, is stabbed and the spear is protruding out of his chest and he looks down and you know what he says? He says, Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba. I have succeeded by the Lord of the Kaaba. And I told the man, Rahimakallah. And that's what came to my mind. Fuzta wa Rabbil Kaaba. You have succeeded by the Lord of this house that you are performing tawaf around. Subhanallah. But a beautiful ending and a good ending doesn't necessarily mean you have to die while you're praying or die while you're performing tawaf or die while you're fasting or die while you're reading Quran, because many of us may not have that death. Although it's a beautiful death, but the beautiful death is a death that you die upon in Islam. The Messenger of Allah ﷺ died on his deathbed. Abu Bakr died on his deathbed. And the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, he was once told by a man, when somebody died suddenly, he said, well, Allah saved him from illness and the last parts of his life. And he said, well, how do you not know that the illness would have forgiven his sins? And the Messenger of Allah came across another man who was in his last moments. And he says, how do I find you, O young man? And he says, I'm fearful for my sins, but I'm hopeful for the mercy of Allah. And the Messenger of Allah said, whoever is meeting Allah with these feelings, Allah will save him what he's fearful from, and he will give him what he's hopeful for. He will forgive him his sins, and he'll grant him paradise. So a good death, brothers and sisters, while this man had a beautiful death, this man had a beautiful death. A beautiful death is to die with La ilaha illallah. To die as a believer. To live your life as a believer. And when you do so, as the scholars say, Man asha ala shay mata alayh. And as the Messenger of Allah says, and whatever you die upon, you'll be resurrected upon. What you live upon is what you will die upon. And what you die upon is what you'll be resurrected upon. We ask Allah to make our best deeds their last. And our best day of our life, the day we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to make our best of our life, that last part of our life. Oh Allah, we ask you, As the Messenger of Allah used to say, بِعِلْمِكَ الْغَيْبَ قُدْرَتِكَ عَلَى الْخَلْقِ أَحِنَا مَا عَلِمْتَ الْحَيَاةَ خَيْرًا لَنَا. Oh Allah, give us life for as long as life is good for us. وَتَوَفَّنَا إِذَا كَانَتَ الْوَفَاةُ إِذَا عَلِمْتَ الْوَفَاةُ خَيْرًا لَنَا. And oh Allah, give us death when you know death is best for us. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وأقيم الصلاة.